It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello. It's another abbreviated version of News to Me. I'm your pal, DJ Marcus, and it is 1914, about to be 1915, UTC, on a beautiful Tuesday, February the 14th, 2023. Happy Valentine's Day, one and all. Hello, Ratsu, MHCat, everyone in comm. You may have been listening to a pre-recorded version, or an earlier version of the show. So we just dropped right back in to live. I hope. I'm sorry, MHCat. My bad. And hey, X1. Sorry, Connor H. Everybody in comm. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Here's the deal. I got into work today, and there are two things going on. One, the data warehouse we use is being retired and switched over. But there are applications that me and a teammate wrote, 10 years ago. I've been working at the same job since 2007, so it's been a long time. And so like a decade ago or so, we'd written different apps that were still in use, and they were using the old data warehouse, or some of them are writing to this old data warehouse. They were retiring it. So I got to deal with that. And then another old tool that didn't use that just suddenly went offline. And it has, it has files from like 2002, something like that, to 2020 when we stopped using it as an active file store. Separate data server. And so anyway, those were both offline when I came in this morning, and it was a nightmare. But don't worry, it's all better. The server's back up. I have a 3 terabyte external drive that I'm going to walk over there and copy the files onto so I can upload them somewhere else. And it's all going to be fine. But anyway, It has been a technology anxiety-inducing day. So, anyway, just so you know. But it is show 632, so let's get into it. And we start the way we pretty much always start, and that's...
World News. World News.
That's right. So anyway, hello, X1. Welcome. Meta Array is on Debian. That's the easiest way to notice which thing you're connected to. It's like, wait, is this Linux or BSD? And it's like, oh, okay, I'm on the Meta Array. Let me change how I'm operating. All right, so let's get into it. There's news to be had. All we got to do is pull up our bookmarks and get to talking. There are a lot of deaths. There are 2 incidents of more than 20 people dead. Let's get that pulled up. All right. Bam. We have connected. Sorry. This is my modem connection interpretation. All right. Here we go. First, in Thailand, this is sad. But it's not a human death. An elephant in Thailand has died after eating tainted bananas. A 20-year-old elephant in Thailand died after tourists fed it with bananas that had been treated with ethylene gas, reporting the Tiger news outlet. The male elephant at the Kabai Makai elephant camp in Koh Chang, an island in the Gulf of Thailand, fell sick with flatulence and indigestion after eating the bananas offered by tourists a few weeks ago. The elephant's mahout, or trainer, Chai Sawan Nung Phizan, said the culprit was bananas that had been treated with ethylene gas. They were likely bought from the markets. The camp's owner, Sakchai Kanrakul, said the elephant had been raised at the camp since he was born and had never fallen ill. A veterinarian from the elephant hospital in Lampang province was called in to treat the elephant, but the animal's condition worsened and he died on Saturday. "We loved him and we had a strong connection," said his trainer. "We looked after him very well. He was very happy and his favorite food was sugar cane and bananas." The animal was worth 4 to 5 million baht, which is 196,000 Singapore dollars. There is a group that wants to buy his carcass for 100,000 baht, but it is not for sale. He added the body would be buried. Just to know, at fresh markets and stores, fruits are often placed in containers with ethylene gas to hasten the ripening process. However, the gas can be fatal for elephants. So, just a real sad story there. Loss of an elephant. And, hey, the more you know. Ethylene gas. Ethylene gas. Man, it's like ethylene glycol, but for elephants. All right. So anyway, that's sad, but don't worry, we're only getting started, buddy. Two Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli raid, the latest Israeli raid, we should say. Two Palestinians, including a teenager, have been killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Israel's new far-right government has intensified deadly raids in the occupied territories. Mahmoud Majed Mohammed Al-Ayedi, 17, was shot and killed by the Israeli army on Tuesday morning during a raid on the Farah refugee camp and the governorate of Tubus in the northern occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said Al-Ayedi was shot in the head during the raid. Separately on Tuesday, 25-year-old Harun Abu Aram was succumbed to Israeli army gunshot wounds he sustained on January 1st. The health ministry said Abu Aram's gunshot wound led to quadriplegia, paralysis from the neck down, and the blockage of his leg arteries, which led to his leg being amputated, and severe ulcers in his leg and pelvis, as well as infection in his lungs. What a slow, painful way to go. Abu Aram's case caused an international outcry after he was shot in the neck at point-blank range by the Israeli army as he was trying to wrangle away an electricity generator belonging to his family that soldiers were trying to confiscate. The incident was filmed and shared widely online. He had been suffering from serious health complications over the past 2 years since being shot. So, I hope he's at rest. "Hey, my stream died," said Quentin. "Aw, I'm sorry, Quentin." And X1 points out ethylene gas is naturally released by many fruits. I think it's just the excess exposure to the ethylene gas. I don't know if bananas put out the gas. It's probably just one of those things where it's like, yeah, that's what they said. That's what the story was, I believe. Com is, as there was apparently an issue with the stream, but yeah, the story from Thailand, they say that, so the culprit was bananas that had been treated with ethylene gas bought from markets. So that's the best I can tell you. I know we buy ethylene gas makes lots of things ripen. You know, that's why you put them in a brown paper bag or whatever, and then they ripen up. So anyway, it's a sad state. Speaking of states, in the United States, in Michigan, at the University of Michigan, three students were killed and five others injured after a gunman opened fire on the Michigan State University campus Monday night. The victims were all students at the university, and the injured remained in critical condition. Police said a caller's tip led him to the suspected gunman, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The suspect, who has since been identified, had no ties to MSU. The police say, "We can confirm that the 43-year-old suspect had no affiliation to the university. He was not a student, faculty, or staff, current or previous," Chris Roman of the Michigan State University Police said. Questions still remain about the motive for the gunman, who was identified. We have absolutely no idea what the motive was. The names of the victims have not yet been released. So, we shall see what exactly happen there. I'll let you know if we find out. All right. Marburg virus. This is in Africa, but it's still a scary disease. Super scary, if you ask me. 9 people have died of Marburg virus disease, a hemorrhagic fever nearly as deadly as Ebola in eastern Equatorial Guinea, a small Central African country that has quarantined a province to contain the epidemic, according to the health minister on Monday. Last week, the government announced it was investigating suspected cases of hemorrhagic fever. Only 3 people with mild symptoms of the disease are currently isolated in a hospital in a sparsely populated rural area bordering Gabon and Cameroon. Mito Ondoo Ayakaba said at a press conference, "The 3 people hospitalized have mild symptoms, which are evolving favorably." Equatorial Guinea declares today the health alert for Marburg hemorrhagic fever in the province of Kiet-Nitim and in the neighboring district of Mongomo. A containment plan has been put in place in close collaboration with the UN World Health Organization. The Marburg virus is transmitted to humans by fruit bats and is spread in humans through direct contact with body fluids of infected persons or with surfaces and materials. If you remember a while back, there was a big outbreak of this. They initially thought it was Ebola, and then they figured out, no, it's Marburg, which doesn't have a vaccine or any real effective treatment. 20 people. Now let's talk about the 20 people who are dead. I'm sorry, Com. I'm sorry, Anon Radio. I'm working through it. We're working through things. South Africa, 20 dead in collision between bus and armored car. 20 people were killed and 60 injured in a collision between a bus and an armored car, the South African government said on Tuesday. 20 people were tragically killed in an accident when a cash truck lost control and collided head-on with an oncoming bus. The accident occurred around 1500 GMT on Monday on a national road in Limpopo, a province in the far north of the country on the border with Zimbabwe. A team of police divers is currently searching a river below the road for people who may have been swept away by the waters. The cause of the violent accident has not yet been determined, but the region has been affected by heavy rains. South Africa was hit for several days by rains that have caused flooding in several provinces. At least 7 people have been killed. Several are missing. Governments declared a state of disaster. Rains are expected to continue to fall. In 2022, the country experienced the worst floods in its history in the Durban region, southeast, killing more than 400 people. You may remember we talked about those quite a lot. It's not looking good. Climate change is really coming to Africa in the form of floods and lots of rains. Who knows? Maybe the United States is going to become barren and dried out. Who knows? But don't worry, more than 20 people were killed in another event just up the road in DR Congo. More than 20 killed in a militia attack in northeast DR Congo. More than 20 civilians were killed Sunday in new attacks by militiamen in Ituri, a gold-rich province in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, according to preliminary information gathered Monday by the UN and civil society. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said in New York that the Codeco militia had, according to these preliminary reports, killed at least 20 civilians and burned several houses. The same militiamen also damaged medical facilities in a series of attacks on villages in Djougou territory, he added. So, I wish we had more time to be able to kind of give the dead more respect, but hey, we're plowing through. Speaking of plowing through, Turkey earthquake, 113 arrest warrants connected to building construction have been issued. Officials in Turkey say 113 arrest warrants have been issued in connection with the construction of buildings that collapsed in Monday's earthquake. Last Monday's earthquake. Turkish police have already taken at least 12 people into custody, including building contractors. Meanwhile, unrest in southern Turkey has disrupted rescue efforts in some places. The number of people confirmed to have died in Turkey and Syria has risen to more than 33,000. This is an immense number of people who have died. More arrests are expected, but the action will be seen by many as an attempt to divert overall blame for the disaster. For years, experts warned that many new buildings in Turkey were unsafe due to endemic corruption and government policies. They allowed so-called amnesties for contractors who swerved building regulations in order to encourage a construction boom. Thousands of buildings collapsed during the earthquake. So, very sad. We are running low on time, so I'll just give you the nickel version for the remaining stories here. More than 7 million children are affected by my bookmark failed me. No. Bom bom bom. Sorry, advertisements have consumed this story. We cannot report on it. No. Thank you for listening to to news to me and to Anon Radio. Stick around at 19:30 UTC every goddamn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. That is coming up in just a few seconds. Just to mention here, there was a story, 1 in 10 U.S. girls say they've been sexually assaulted. A flight from Hawaii almost crashed into the ocean. And the Wienermobile had its catalytic converter stolen. Very sad times indeed. Thanks for listening.